Make the choice to begin anywhere in your life, and the journey has started.
We exist more than just to educate. We exist to also revitalize.
And along the way, you can inspire others and be inspired.
But now there's a new generation of scholars, and I am among them.
If you really want to know who you are and what you are capable of, Howard is the choice for you.
Take a moment. Listen to the stories by joining the president of Howard University, Dr. Wayne A.I. Frederick, and his guest on The Journey.
Howard University's healthcare workers are on the front line keeping our community safe. The University Hospital has been in the spotlight as we continue to use our resources to the best of our ability to serve our district residents. Our guest today is leading the medical staff, and she will discuss with us what has been happening at our hospital, as well as what we can expect in the near future. Hello, my name is Dr. Wayne Frederick, and my guest today on The Journey is Dr. Shelley McDonald Pinkett. She's the Chief Medical Officer here at Howard University Hospital. Welcome, Dr. Pinkett. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you. Pleased to be here.
Good. So first, before we jump into everything and anything about the hospital, let's start where it started. You are from Amelia Island, Florida, which I've actually had the opportunity to visit. Tell us a little bit about what that was like prior to you moving to Baltimore.
Oh, excellent. Well, I was born in Amelia Island, Florida. That's where my family is from.
Okay.
It's the southernmost sea island off the east coast of the United States. And so we are part of the Gullah Geechee people.
Right.
And it's a small town of 300 or very early on. Now there are about 30,000 people, so the demographic is changing a bit. Yeah. But it's a wonderful place to be, and I'm pleased to hear that you had the opportunity to visit.
Yeah, beautiful place, but you're right. It's very tourist-friendly now. Tell us a little bit about the history of your people.
Oh, well, I'm certainly not the expert on that, but I can tell you growing up that one of the challenges was understanding exactly what it was that my grandmother and others were saying. Right. And so there's definitely the language, a bit of the language differences there. And there's a holdover of the customs of the people of West Africa. So there's lots of rice, lots of shrimp. It's all about the food and the low country boil. So it's just a wonderful history.
You are a product of the Baltimore Public School System.
I am. I attended Western High School, one of the preeminent women's high schools, and the only one in Baltimore City. That's actually not true. There's one other, but we say it's the only one. But
yeah.
A great place to go to school and to be educated.
Grew up in a household with educators. What was that like? How much pressure, or for that matter, how much encouragement did your parents supply with respect to your overall, field of study and how you approach your studies in general?
Oh, that's a great question. Thank you for asking that. The household where I grew up was very comfortable and very encouraging. I did not decide to go into medicine actually quite late. You'll often hear people say that, in their early years they decided they wanted to pursue medicine. But I actually pursued music. So I attend the Peabody Preparatory School for Music, piano, and that was my original intent until I learned that it's very difficult to have a career as a concert pianist. But my family is very encouraging. I have two brothers. My youngest brother is an educator. My oldest actually had worked and contributed to the Hubble telescope with NASA. So I was fortunate to be in a household that was very supportive and very encouraging of study.
So then you decided to pursue your undergrad studies here at Howard University. Why Howard at that time, and how did you even come to know about Howard coming out of Baltimore?
Absolutely. So my parents actually attended another HBCU, the one in Baltimore, Morgan.
Okay.
But when I started discussing medicine and, thinking about the sciences and chemistry, I think it was my mother who said, well, all of those who go into medicine and study sciences go to Howard. So that's where you'll go. And I mentioned a few other schools because recruiters had come to my high school. And there was another school that I was thinking about, and my dad said, well, you can go there if you want, but you have to figure out how to get back home. So Howard it was, and that's where I came.
That's excellent. Yeah. And then in your undergraduate experience here at Howard, what was that like at that time, coming from Baltimore, as much as you were in a STEM discipline, how it is what it is still after so many undergrad students. So what was your experience like?
Oh, I love Howard, you know that. So I won't start by telling you that I met my husband in organic chemistry. But what I learned is that there are just so many brilliant students, so many brilliant people here. Dr. Morris was one of my preceptors and a mentor to me, and as I decided to become a chemistry major. And just being around so many people who look like me, who had same background, different backgrounds, international students, and just the great exchange. I stayed in Baldwin Hall, second floor, right down the street there, so great fun. And I was telling someone here that I've actually been in this room because one of my classmates was a communications student and needed someone to act in a project and asked me to do that. But just can't say that I've had a better experience than being here at Howard. Yes.
And then that prepared you for what Howard does now better than any other institution in the country. We send more African Americans to medical school throughout the country than anyone else. And so you went on to go to medical school at the Medical College of Pennsylvania.
I did.
Yes. And what was that experience in contrast to your undergrad experience?
It was very different, very different. There were four students of color in my class. I was one of four.
Out of how many students?
Oh my goodness, I think in my class there were at least 100 students.
Okay.
And so just a very, very different experience. But required fortitude and the ability to speak up and to advocate for yourself. And but it was a pleasant experience, yes.
Good. And then that led you back here to Howard University Hospital, where you came back to do your training.
Yes.
At the time that you trained, there were giants here in medicine in particular. What was that influence like doing your training in particular? To be around those luminaries.
Absolutely wonderful. I can tell you, I selected Howard specifically, despite interviews at all of the other areas, because of those people. I was interviewed by our chairman at the time, who asked me real questions, you know, questions that challenge your thought processes, whereas, you know, I felt that that was not the case at some of the other interviews. And so that gave me the impression that the team here, those folks that you mentioned, were very interested in my education and seeing that I succeeded. So yeah, just a great time. My first encounter with Adrian Hostin, I met Clive Callender, John Townsend, all of those luminaries were present at that time. And I did have the fortune of meeting Lester Henry, though it was toward the end of his career. But just watching him teach, the dedication that he had and the discipline and that he had for educating students was just amazing.
You're listening to The Journey. My guest today is Dr. Shelley McDonald Pinkett, Chief Medical Officer at Howard University Hospital. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. So, you got here, you've seen Howard from many different viewpoints, as well as you've had an extensive mission work with an organization called NOAA. And I'll let you, you know, talk about NOAA and tell our audience a bit about that organization. And then I'd love to hear about the mission work that you've done with them in the past.
Oh, absolutely. So NOAA is the National Organization for the Advancement of Haitians. So who would think that a person from Baltimore would end up working with that organization. But sometimes it's about the opportunity that's in front of you. And during 2010, that was a tragic event that took place in Haiti. I happened to be president of the medical staff at that time. And there were faculty members who came and said, listen, we need to do something, we need to help. And connected me with that organization, and we started with Howard University Hospital donating its ambulance to Haiti. And we began an educational program where we had our medical students come with faculty members and from all disciplines, pharmacy, dentistry, nursing, to set up a program in the Northeast region of Haiti. For study and for service We included students from the Haitian universities and just had a fabulous time, an outstanding program, and move forward for there with your support, and we thank you for that as well.
So I just want to switch gears a bit to the current pandemic and kind of Howard's approach, and obviously you are our primary quarterback and your role as chief medical officer. You're standing up not just the Department of Medicine, where you're the interim chair, but you're also really safeguarding the entire practice of what occurs in the hospital. What has been probably the greatest challenge during this pandemic, given the demographic of patients that we see?
Right. Well, I think what's been most challenging is just seeing how sick our patients really are, and making sure that we are able to support the clinicians who are taking care of them and the patients' families as we go through these transitions. But I will say what we have done is just more than phenomenal. You would be so proud of how the teams have come together to review the literature, to make sure that medications are in place, to make sure that we are using the ventilators in the most appropriate fashion, and to make sure that we're educating and supporting each other. So when we talk about interdisciplinary and multidisciplinary, each of those areas has come together in a most substantial way. Our pastoral services, social services, our patient experience team, nurses, all the physicians of all the different disciplines. And we've even had students who've called and said, look, we want to help, we want to come back. We're just looking at ways that we can do that safely. But the patients have been very, very ill. And that is a significant challenge for those who are taking care of them.
And with that in mind, the discourse, the national discourse, has really turned to that healthcare disparities, which obviously we've known for a long while have existed. In the middle of this crisis, obviously, it is now resulting in significant lives being lost. Are you seeing the same type of things that has been reported nationally at Howard University Hospital in terms of that disproportionate mortality?
Well, the majority of our patients are African American, but I'll tell you, we've been so far successful in keeping our mortality rate lower. And so we continue to follow those numbers and look to giving more detailed information about that in the future. The team has been very nimble and reacting very quickly to information that has come to them about managing the patient.
Now, as the numbers of patients who are COVID positive begin to decline, we open back up for elective care that hasn't been provided. And there's a lot of data that has suggested that the death rate of the general population at home, if you look year over year, the number of people who've died at home has skyrocketed.
Yes.
In certain municipalities, including ours. What do you think the challenges would be around providing the elective care that was not being provided before?
First of all, I think we need to make sure that our patients know that they need to come in to see us, that we are providing a safe environment. Any study that has been delayed or deferred, now is the time to plan to have that procedure or studies done so that that care can be delivered. As far as challenges, we are still hoping that everyone will continue to wear their masks, do the hand washing and social distancing as we continue to reopen. Right now, it's mainly keeping people safe and keeping down the number of transferred infections.
Right. And for everyone who comes on that has anything to do with Howard University, my closing question is the same, and I'm going to pose it to you as well. Why Howard University?
So Howard is all about possibilities. I think it's a place where you will learn who you are, what you have the opportunity to do, places you can go. I think that anything that you might ever dream of, there's a possibility of experiencing that at Howard University. So you've got to come, Howard. Got to come to Howard.
All right, excellent. Thank you. Thanks for being here. My guest today was Dr. Shelley McDonald Pinkett, Chief Medical Officer at Howard University Hospital. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Please join me next time on The Journey.